Hi, this is Angelic Luca Cosplay, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
I have questions.
All right, so it's Jay Stu and Sarah J.
Hello again.
With our special guest from An Elegant Weapon, Mr. Jason Clark.
A.K.A. Danielle.
And we're here at Jace Wars for the 6th annual Jace Wars fundraiser. Once again, we're very happy and proud to be here with the founder, Aaron Russell. How's it going, sir?
Oh, I'm great now. As the end comes, I'm even better.
Nice. Now, it seemed like this year you had a lot of stuff done early.
It looks that way.
Well, yeah.
No. You know what? I get big ideas throughout the year, and I bite off a little more than I can chew, and we start things early. It doesn't mean we finish them early, but the public doesn't need to know the insides of all that stuff.
It sounds like a pretty typical geek event organization situation of any kind.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
But you'd think we'd be more organized.
Yeah. It never happens. I mean, in our heads, we're completely from step A all the way down the line, and then the day comes, and we're like chickens with our heads cut off.
It's true.
But somehow
organized chickens.
Organized heads.
I think after doing it 6 years, you have an idea of what works and what doesn't, when you're going to be busy, when you're not. And so
you did a great job. I mean, there was some new stuff this year.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with the red carpet. I thought that was a little more elegant. And
everybody loved it.
Yeah. Well, it's poor Colburn. You know, I'm trying to spice it up a bit. And we went with the Hollywood theme, right? We don't even have a theater, so I just want to bring that. I thought kids thought, you know, they were walking down the red carpet and they were like, wow. And it was cool.
It was great.
Yeah.
Well, as a first-timer, this has been super fun.
Awesome.
Lots of fun.
We're happy to have you.
For sure. I have a question. May I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's interject. Your involvement with the 501. Were you involved with the 501 before everything happened, before Jace, before the Jace Wars, or did that happen afterwards?
It kind of morphed. So I was always a hardcore Star Wars fan. Jace got sick.
Yeah.
And then after Jace recovered, I told my wife, you know what, life's too short. I'm going to just join the 501st, right? Because that's something I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
I think if you're like the Star Wars fan and no other fandom, it's like on the checklist of things to do, right?
Absolutely.
And it kind of followed everything we believe in, so we went on with it. And as I became a member, I'm like, it's not enough. It doesn't do our story. It doesn't tell our story. It doesn't. So Jace Wars was kind of beginning as my 501st membership started, and it's just been a partnership that's worked beyond anything I could have ever imagined.
So they were involved year one, though?
The guys were, absolutely.
Were?
Yeah. I've been a member for about 6 years, and it's now 6 years of Jace Wars, so.
Right on.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And this whole Jace Wars is just for the best reason.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's just one of those things that it's fun, and you're helping a lot.
So this is going to Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah.
And I believe
McMaster Children's Hospital too.
Yeah.
Right. So did you take youth back in the time of Ronald McDonald's House?
No, so
how did you come to choose them?
Yeah, what was happening, we when Jace was sick, we went 3 days and I didn't even realize I haven't eaten. So there's a room at the hospital, a Ronald McDonald House room, family room, where you have the computer, internet. So it was kind of like a lifeline. Because when you're immersed in a room with Jace and he's too, like, you don't even know what's going on. That was just like, wow. You think sitting down after a day after work is like relaxing?
Yeah.
This room was just everything. So we never stayed at the house, but I was in the room at the hospital
and
itself.
That's what inspired.
Yeah, so we tried to connect. We obviously wanted to help the hospital, but the hospital's so big that we didn't know what channels to pursue to make sure the money goes to brain tumor research. So we started with Ronald McDonald House, and then as we learned where McMaster, where we want to give the money to, we kind of split it now.
Too cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But it's a way just to, I mean, I have a second chance with my son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how do you say thank you other than this, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is, every day I look at him probably 17 times and I'm just like, wow, I'm so grateful. I have a daughter, she's beautiful. Like, that's what means everything, right? So I just, I think if people get that message here, like, it's not a Comic-Con, it's not about dressing up, it's about the cause, and I think every inch of this is, you see the cause bleed through the Star Wars, I think. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Man, you tell that story every year, I still, as a dad, like, wow.
It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, and as a mom, it's the same kind of feeling.
For sure.
I got a 7-year-old son.
Yeah. And I mean, it's...
You guys just adopted 3 girls. I'm crying as well.
The raffle is amazing.
You know what?
You had some people donate some amazing stuff.
Every year I get petrified. I go to the dollar store, I start buying up things that I see, and then I'm like, we don't have anything, right? And then come the week of, it just comes in, and I'm like, I want that. I want that. I can't get anything, unfortunately, but...
Yeah. What prizes are we talking about?
Oh, my God. There's...
A Yoda.
You name it.
There's Beats wireless headphones.
Yeah. I put a lot of tickets into those wireless headphones.
I put a lot into the bikes.
And the Yoda. I need that Yoda.
I'm getting the Minion car seat stuff.
Yes, we have Minion car seats.
What I did is I went to the bag with the Minions, I emptied out the other guy, put it next door, and then I put all my tickets in there.
It worked.
Not surprise us.
I hear nothing.
Are you a regular? Are you Vader on the regular or just for this event?
No, I'm regularly Vader. I tend to step back now because, you know, there's a lot of new guys. Let them have their time.
How many Vaders are there?
In the 501st?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
There's that many?
Oh, yeah.
I always got the impression of all doing all the shows around here and see you guys at all the events that there were like 5 or 6 guys.
Oh, yeah. Within this, from here to Toronto, there's probably 5 or 6 of us.
Okay. Okay.
Legitimate 501st members. Some have costumes just not approved.
Yeah, no, but legitimate.
Legitimate
guys.
Yeah.
Because I think there's 2 emperors. I've been counting this as I go to shows. I can't see 2 emperors.
Well, the good thing
now
is that the 501st is growing so fast that, I mean, every event we go to, there's new members, which is great.
Yeah.
And that's like a family, and it's just like immediate openness. Like, it's just like you're...
Well, I go to a lot of shows all around North America, so one of the cool things is seeing each garrison from its different area, right? Like the Michigan, the Denver.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
Cool. Philly's fun. They've got this little kind of fun rivalry going with the Klingons down there.
Oh.
And it's good times.
What are they from? Some other show? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Another star-based
like
show.
Really.
Whatever, yeah.
So what did you think of Solo?
You know what? I thought it was fun.
Me too.
Everyone, well, we all know it's not needed.
Yeah.
But it was just fun, right? And even if I don't like these films, they're not ruining my childhood. Like,
no.
I don't feel like you have to sell your firstborn to say that you hate it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the end of the world. It truly is a movie. Was I let down by 8? Absolutely. But it wasn't 8 that let me down. It was inconsistency between 7 and 8.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whereas you watch the prequels, they flow. You watch the originals, they flow.
Yes.
7 and 8 do not flow, and now 9 by default will not flow.
8 felt like an end.
Yeah.
8 felt like it could have just been the 2 movies done.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are hating Rian Johnson. I think we got to take our time. Look at the whole trilogy. What do we want to accomplish?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh no, and you know what? Don't get me wrong.
I'm so angry. Rian Johnson.
I certainly, the choices he made would not have been my choices, but at the same time, when a character in episode 7, like General Hux, very intimidating, blows up 8 planets at once, and then he looks like a fool in the first scene of 8. So what are you? You know what I mean? I don't mind if you create a new character, but you gotta have consistency, and I just, 7 and 8 do not. And
Luke was a Jedi, like his father before him, not a cowering nephew killer. And I just can't get, that's the one thing I can't get over. Even if he had the thoughts, but the fact that he actually lit the lightsaber,
it's tough.
It hurts to me. But, okay, to not be negative, Rogue One, phenomenal. Rogue One shows me that it can still be done if they do it right. I thought Rogue One was tremendous. That was an amazing movie. So, you know, as much as we may have not even needed that one.
No, I don't think. Well, again,
I really enjoy it. Yeah.
$2 billion might be needed. I'll take $2 billion.
Do you know what Marvel just did, though, speaking of charity? Forgive me, I can't remember the exact amount, but it's an insane amount. But they just gave out a whole bunch of, like, a chunk to charity. It was like $100 million or something.
And you know what? All those guys.
They broke it down and they gave it to a whole bunch of kids, like,
kids stuff.
Oh, my God, that's
mainly kids stuff.
Yeah.
But, and they're great. Yeah. I mean, they go to the hospitals. And Star Wars guys, like, when I meet them, the celebrities and stuff, they're great. They are really champions of the cause. Even those that, you know, you're not a fan of, they really, they get it.
Yeah.
Like, when you get Star Wars, it's like a family. You know what I mean? It's,
well, that's, I mean, you have the picture of you and Jace with Mark Hamill at the front table.
Where did that happen?
Fan Expo. So, when we knew that was happening, I mean, we met Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
We had the privilege of meeting her.
That's awesome.
So, I was escorting the Emperor in costume as I was doing that, Ian McDiarmid. And she looks at me and she's like, who do you have to hump to get an escort like that with Vader and seven stormtroopers? So I'm like, so yeah, that's my Carrie Fisher story. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, she was very awesome. I mean, we haven't had a bad experience with any actor yet.
That's good.
Oh, good.
So,
well, I don't want to keep you too much longer because I know there's still stuff going on, but I have a couple things for you.
For sure.
First of all, you were probably aware of this, but you named our weekly segment.
I did. I'm not going to brag, but
so I'm going to like pay up. There's your $5.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. There's my ice cap tonight.
When we say,
and what's the name?
The Geekly Session.
I like it.
Yeah,
like
he came up with it, and we were like, if you can figure out what to call our weekly news segment, we will give you, the winner gets a $5 Timmy's card, and everybody was putting all these, and then Aaron came up with the Geekly Session, and we both went, ooh.
Ooh, I like it.
Ooh. We have the winner, folks.
It's funny. It's like my grade 8 spelling bee. My teacher said, there's only one student who got perfect on 8 tests. And I'm like, no, there's two. I got perfect on 8 tests, too. And then he announced it was me. So I'm like, oh. I'm like, so it's like, I was waiting for, as I was listening to your podcast. So I'm like, I named it that, too.
And also, last year we started this tradition where we're handing out certificates, sort of like a Hall of Fame for We Got the Geek. So we'd like to present you with one.
Ooh.
And make you an honorary member of We Got the Geek. And go ahead and read it.
Okay. So honorary member of We Got the Geek, and the certificate is awarded to Aaron Russell in recognition of going above and beyond. And I didn't sign it.
Oh, that's right. We
didn't
sign it.
We'll have to sign it. We got Marcus.
Oh my gosh, you guys still talking on that thing? Yeah. Like, what the heck?
But that is for you.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, guys. No. Ah, hey, Steve.
So thanks for having us. And
honestly, it's built into a community. And, when I see somebody like you saying that you've been around all North America, but this is awesome, like, that makes me feel...
I was saying, I was talking to you earlier about seeing the different garrisons, and they're all wonderful.
Yeah.
But there is something Canadian about the Canadian garrison. There is something a little more still grounded, I feel, you know, rooted in the community. Because, you know, it has... 501's become huge.
It is.
It's almost like a corporate structure in a way now.
It is.
But I still see you guys everywhere you can be sweating it out in your ridiculous uniforms. So.
Yeah, they're everywhere. That's like awesome. Cockroaches.
I know, eh?
Your nose is peeling.
No. Ripped off.
No. Thanks for having us once again.
Well, no, thank you.
And next year, don't act so surprised when we say yes.
Everyone keeps mentioning next year, like, I got to do another one. I'm like, oh my God.
I'm already looking forward to it. I want to try to be involved more and help out.
Well, I think episode 10, I think we're going to do some heavy thinking after episode 10.
Oh, all right.
We'll do Jace Wars X, and then we'll see where Jace Wars goes. It's a lot of work, and, you know, you're mainly alone. As much as we have amazing teams, it's just you're... You're carrying the vessel for the most of it, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see where we go. For sure.
All right, man. Well, congratulations.
Thank
and
you
thanks
so much
again.
For all this. This is awesome. You got to sign it, though.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.